Hi, everybody. My name is Manoj Ramnani, and I'm the founder and CEO at Sales Intel. Welcome to the Sales Intel Show, the Pipeline Pioneers, where our goal is to help the community learn from the experts, from the leaders, from the practitioners as to how to build the most optimal pipeline for their businesses, because pipeline is the heart and blood of any business. And we believe the generating pipeline is not just the responsibility of BDR team or marketing. It's the team sport. It truly takes a village to build a pipeline that converts into revenue. Today, I am excited to have Cole Corson from Rattle on the show. Cole, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Manoj. Appreciate it. Yeah, super excited to chat today about pipeline and the breadth that it brings into organizations. Yeah. I am a founding go-to-market and account executive at Rattle, where we are trying to change the way the enterprise applications are surfaced into different platforms like Slack and Microsoft Teams.
Oh, that's great. So, Cole, in your role at Rattle, how do you influence the pipeline generation?
Yeah, I would bucket this into two categories, one being the primary, right? So I'm a full cycle AE. And so by nature, my job requires that, for me to do good at my job, I have to be creating some level of pipeline because I don't have a BDR or someone to do that for me. And so whether it be email or call or LinkedIn, right, I'm fully responsible for my pipeline generation. I would say the other piece is just being a Rattle employee, right? How I present myself at, Saster or Dreamforce or Opstars, right? How do I create pipeline as just a Rattle employee to do best by the business, right? Whether it's on LinkedIn or creating posts or, joining speaker events like this, right? I think every employee, like you said, it's a team effort, right? You have to show up every single day to represent yourself and your brand and your company in a way that, others would perceive as neither, wholesome as collective.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Take a team effort to build pipeline. So last year was tough, Cole. Last year it was hard for lots of companies. Macroeconomic headwinds, combine that with, so many things were changing on us. Lots of companies just did not hit their revenue goals. If you were to look back in last year, what is one learning that you would bring for the audience or the mistake that you made? And now with the benefit of hindsight, say, I wish I'd done things differently.
Yeah, I think everyone probably wished they would have pursued the quality over quantity before AI hit. I mean, that hit about midsummer last year, and you have all these platforms that can do all this outreach on behalf of you, and it's creating a lot of quantity, right? And now there's like this space to produce quality, right? Whether it's like delivering goods or cookies or, outreaching through connections or internal networks. And so I think personally for us, I think we needed to probably go back and multi-thread better, right? So gone are the days of having, four or five, six times pipeline creation, right? If you can get to 2 to 3 times and then really effectively manage that pipeline through multi-threading or through looping in stakeholders or making sure that that pipeline is advancing, I think it's just as important as creating pipeline, right? You have to nurture that every day. And that's the first piece I was talking about, right? Showing up to events and, showing a strong presence and, caring for your customers or your potential customer. So I think... I think getting ahead of that AI curve, which I don't know if anyone would have seen, to focus on quality would have been the move.
Love it. Love it. So quality over quantity. That is a big learning from last year. So now we are in 2024, the new budgets, new initiatives, new experiments, new ideas, right? Is there one thing that you are excited about in 2024 that, this is what I'm going to try that will generate the pipeline for you and your book of business in 2024?
Yeah, I think for us, it's really drilling down on the ICP. So I think Rattle's issue may be unique to others in pipeline creation, right? I was at Snowflake before. Getting someone to accept a Snowflake meeting is a little bit different than getting someone to accept a Rattle meeting, right? And so how do we navigate those waters, right? With less structure and less tools and right category creation, right? Going from 0 to 1 is incredibly challenging. And so how do you, maintain leads that are coming in who just need, maybe exposure to your product, who aren't necessarily ready to buy, but you keep them in a nice nurture campaign, right? So it's, navigating all the different levels of the pipeline. Mm-hmm. And then I think making sure that your product is, at its best fit to serve.
That's great. So focusing more on ICP and aligning your efforts towards them.
Yeah, I think for us, right, at a, Series A company where things change quite drastically, our product changes, our messaging changes, our ICP changes. Yep. When those things are always changing, creating that pipeline can be challenging when, maybe marketing and sales and, some of the messaging aren't aligned, right? And so it's how do we get those all aligned based on new products that are dropping, new features that are dropping, or just things that customers want done a little bit differently.
Yeah, no, makes sense. So now let's shift the gears. We're going to play an interactive game, right? An exercise where I'm going to share my screen and you get to invest the 100 pennies that are given to you across multiple channels. As we know, growth comes from many channels, right? Your pipeline creation happens through multiple channels. How would you invest your 100 pennies across the channels that you see here?
So if I was speaking directly to Rattle, currently we lead with lots of sales-led growth. And so if I had pennies to allocate, no, I would begin to put pennies in marketing-led growth versus sales-led growth.
All right. So you tell me, how many pennies do you think you'll put on marketing? This is your canvas, this is your pennies. Like, your goal is very simple. Invest 20 pennies to generate the most optimal pipeline for your business.
Yeah, so I think attribution-wise, I think 20 pennies for marketing for Rattle would be quite helpful. Okay. I think the next bucket that's particularly interesting to Rattle individually is the community-led growth. Okay. We have found a significant large amount of our, a significant piece of our, you know, closed won deals are from past champions or the community who is already aware of us and is engaged in us and you know, loves and experiences our product with a delight. And so I'd say I'd put 30 pennies there.
Love it. I love your focus and the doubling down on the investment on the community side, you know, the channels that you strongly believe in. It's great.
Yes. I would say the next would probably be partnership growth, just in terms of where we are at Rattle. So we headed up our partnerships team about the middle of last year. Mm-hmm. And so while be it new, I think there are lots of opportunities for us to partnership with, you know, companies who would be willing to, you know, leverage Rattle at, you know, their existing firms or their, you know, existing firms going forward. And so I'd say 20 pennies there.
Love it. You're spending 20 pennies on the partnership. It's great.
I would say the other piece would go to sales-led growth. Mm-hmm. I would say 20 pennies there. I think it's incredibly important to have the people, you know, in the field, continuing to be in the field, right? Pitching the product, getting iterations on first call decks and second call decks and, you know, really being out and speaking to the ICP, not only to create pipeline, but to also get feedback for the other teams that you mentioned, right? If I'm a rep and I'm, you know, talking with the different personas every single day and I get live feedback, I can then, at a small startup and a big firm, give that feedback and keep those feedback loops small to then transfer over to the marketing team or the growth team or whatever it may be.
I love it.
The last, I would say, maybe founder-led growth based on the stage that we're at, right? Sahil and Apoorva and Milan have done a fantastic job building Rattle, growing Rattle, and really evangelizing the product. And I think, you know, where we are at Series A, I think that still needs to continue, right? You know, Sahil showing that he's in the space and excited about the space and, you know, building something that his, you know, existing customers love, but future customers may also love.
Well, I love it. You know, anytime a founder comes out and is willing to get out and help, you know, evangelize the solution, evangelize the brand, I think it helps. It helps the business. So, Cole, I love your distribution of 20 pennies on the sales, 20 on the marketing and 20 on partnership and 30 on the community and 10 on founders. So now let's take a look at how this is the chart that shows us how the community has been placing their bets, right? I'm going to overlay your data on top of this so you can see how your bets stack up against the community. When you look at this comparison, is there something that surprises you?
Specifically to Rattle, we have a ton of sales led. And so it's interesting to see that people want to continue to put more pennies in that, but maybe, you know, each firm is a little different. But otherwise, I think, I mean, the biggest differences are probably more in community led, right? But I tried to space my pennies off across all of our firm. But I did put some pennies in founder led, so I do agree with that. Partnership led, we put some there. And then, you know, marketing, we're almost tied, right? One for one, right? So yeah. I do agree with that.
Bets here are community and the partnership.
Yeah, entirely. So, I don't think this shocks me a ton. And, you know, every organization's a little different and the air that they breathe is a little bit different. And this probably reflects that.
Perfect. Perfect. This is amazing. I would love to come back in a few months and talk to you about your investments, especially as it relates to community marketing and partnership to see how those, you know, bets are placing out. But thank you so much, Cole. We really appreciate you joining the show. Our audience are going to get value from this. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Manoj. I really appreciate it. You guys are building an awesome tool over there. And yeah, looking forward to staying in touch and hearing how this all progresses.
Yeah, same here. Looking forward to it.